A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Aleph, Psachim 101, pagination page 201. We'll start on the facing page, though, last three lines. So we're on Kuf Amud Beis, 100b, pagination 200. Three lines up, last word on the line. Osam b'nei Adam shekidshu b'beis haknesses. If there are people who were Mekadesh, who recited Kiddush in Shul. For example, Friday night, you recite Kiddush in Shul, in many Shuls, if that's the Minig. Omar Rav, Rav said, Yideyayin lo yotsu. The requirement regarding wine, they did not fulfill. In other words, when they get home, they're going to have to recite a new Borei Pri HaGofen, because the Borei Pri HaGofen that worked in Shul does not carry over to their home. Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. But, for all of that consideration, actual Kiddush Rav holds, they fulfilled. And they fulfilled their obligation based on the Shul Kiddush. That is the opinion of Rav. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel says, onto today's daf, Af yidei kiddush lo yatsu. They were not even yotze kiddush. In other words, if they were to drink over there, of course, the Borei Pri HaGofen doesn't work for their home. But even beyond that, even kiddush, they did not fulfill. Presumably, they weren't supposed to drink, because you're not supposed to have before kiddush. We could discuss that separately, but the bottom line is they did not fulfill their mitzvah of Kiddush if they drank in shul. So the Gemara tries to figure out the basis for the minig and the practice. Elo l'Rav, if you're following the opinion of Rav, that once there's Kiddush in shul, you were yotzei, Lomalei l'kedusha b'veisei. Why do you have to recite Kiddush at home? I was yotzei already. And the Gemara answers, Kedei lahotzi banav uvenei veiso. Because you have to be motzi, help fulfill the obligation of your children and the people of your house. For example, your wife. She was not in shul, typically. You come home, you have to recite Kiddush for her. According to Rav, indeed, there was Kiddush in Shul. You were Yotze. You come home, though. You have to recite a new Kiddush because there are people here who did not yet have Kiddush, and it's upon you to recite Kiddush on their behalf. Ushmuel, and following the other opinion, Shmuel, who says that you're not fulfilling your obligation of Kiddush by the Kiddush that's in Shul. Lama leilu kedusha b'vekenishta. So why do we do it? Why are we making Kiddush in Shul? And the Gemara answers, La'afuke orchim yidei chovasan. The reason for Kiddush in Shul, according to Shmuel, is to help the guests fulfill their obligation of Kiddush. De'achlu, because they eat, v'shasu, and they drink, viganu, and they sleep, bevekenishta, in the shul. They don't have a place, they're not guests in anyone's home, they're travelers, this is their situation, and like this, if they don't have wine and they can't recite their own Kiddush, at least we made a communal Kiddush, we made sure that everybody got Kiddush, and that's the purpose of the Kiddush that's in shul. Let's finish the Gemara, and then there's a lot to comment on. Va'ozda Shmuel l'taymei. Shmuel is following his reason. The Omar Shmuel, Shmuel holds, Ein Kiddush ala b'makam suda, which is the way we paskin. You can only recite Kiddush in the place of a meal. Based on the Pasuk, V'karosa l'Shabbos oneg, you should declare Shabbos as a joy. In the place that you declare it Shabbos, which is Kiddush, when you make a declaration over the wine that it's Shabbos, that has to be in a place of joy, which refers to eating, and therefore Kiddush and eating are linked. And therefore, the Kiddush that's in shul for the average homeowner, is not considered Kiddush because he's not going to eat anything over there. It only works for the Orchim, for the guests, for the people who are taking up their residence in Shul, and that Kiddush works for them because they will indeed eat afterwards. Tosfos has a fascinating question. Tosfos de Ochlu, the third one on the page, asks, I thought you're not allowed to eat in a shul unless it's a specific devar mitzvah to drink the wine of a bris milah, let's say. But otherwise, you're not supposed to be drinking in a shul, not eating in a shul. So what does it mean that these guests are eating in shul and it's kiddush b'makom suda? And Tosfos explains that according to the opinion that you're allowed to go from one room to the next, and it's still considered kiddush b'makom suda, so they were not eating in the Beis HaKnesses, the sanctuary itself, they were eating in an adjoining room. And therefore, you have kiddush b'makom suda, and they're not eating in the sanctuary itself. That's a very powerful Tosfos to be aware of, because I've seen in some shuls they had trouble maintaining decorum so that someone can recite Kiddush for the people once they're in the Kiddush room. And in some places what they do is that the rabbi recites Kiddush while people are still at their seats in the sanctuary at the conclusion of Shabbos morning davening, for example. And even though they're not going to be eating in the same room, it's going to be an adjoining room, but if you call it still Kiddush b'makom suda, it truly parallels what this Gemara was describing according to Tosfos, that the guests were eating in an adjoining room. In our time, and this is Simon Reish Samach Tes in Shulchan Aruch, there's a tremendous debate, a discussion, whether we should continue reciting Kiddush on Friday night in shul, because typically in our culture, there are no guests that match this description, homeless people that are going to be eating in the shul, and you get Kiddush b'makom suda, and therefore it's a question that whoever recites the Kiddush, let's say the Chazan, is making a bracha levatala. It's an unwarranted bracha. So one solution, which is the most prevalent custom, is mat'imo lekatan. You give the Kiddush wine to a child, and it's assumed that the borei pri hagafen is working for the child. Perhaps even the Kiddush is working for the child by way of education, and it becomes a little bit touchy. What age child? Are we looking for a child that has higia lechinuch, has reached the level of education, in which case it makes sense to recite Kiddush for him? On the other hand, it's a little odd that we're allowing him to eat without we're allowing him to drink from the Kiddush wine without requiring him to eat, so that it's Kiddush b'makom suda, Kiddush in the place of joy of eating food. It's like the same standard that we're looking for as adults, we're not doing as chinuch for the child. It becomes a little difficult. What age child are we really looking for? Another suggestion which is brought is that the Chazan himself, if there is no child, for example, should drink a substantial amount of the cup of wine, so that if he has kishir revius, then he's drinking some for Kiddush, and then he's drinking some to make it into a Kiddush b'makom suda. If he is fulfilling Kiddush in Shul, the Chazan, he's still allowed to go home and recite Kiddush for his family, because they need to hear Kiddush. If you have a Chazan who's a single man living alone, and he would normally recite Kiddush again, so then it becomes a little bit touchy, because if he were to recite Kiddush, is he able to recite Kiddush again for himself in his home? And it would seem proper that a single man living alone who wants to say Kiddush again for himself when he has his meal should not be the one to be the chazan reciting Kiddush in shul. I just want to add on some quick thoughts from the discussion of maintaining a minig. The discussion here, of course, is that at one point there was a minig to recite Kiddush in shul, and now we're saying that it's not necessary. So the Chelkas Yaakov in Orach Chaim Simen Pei Ches was asked about a shul that stopped reciting Kiddush in shul because during the war they didn't have wine, and people wanted to know, now that they stopped already, could they stop the minig? And he objects very strongly. He gives an example. If someone has the minig to put tefillin on Chol HaMoed and gets stuck during the war without tefillin, is that called changing your minig that now you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? You didn't have tefillin to wear. And here also, they didn't have wine to recite Kiddush. Even people, homeowners in their own homes, weren't reciting Kiddush because they didn't have wine. He says, you're not supposed to be mevatel such a takana, such a minig. And he mentions that one should continue, at least in his opinion, such a minig, because even if the listeners are not going to eat afterwards, Kiddush b'makom suda, but he says there are plenty of people who do not recite Kiddush on their own, and at least the deoraisa of Kiddush, if not for the pasuk of Karos al Shabbos Oneg, which is found in Nevi'im, but at least the deoraisa of Kiddush, even if it's not b'makom suda, they would perhaps be fulfilling. There's also a Shailas Tshuvas min Hashemayim Simen Chaf Hei to add to the mix, in which he compares the concept of Kiddush in shul to the concept of lighting the Chanukah Neiros in shul, where even though it's not fulfilling your mitzvah per se, but it could be it was a takana from the very early sages, and it could be that it remains binding simply because of its significance. Yeshe Koach, have a great day.